simply aware, the skillful intention to be clearly aware, clearly mindful that the sensations now are like this at the top of the head. A wholehearted, generous presence with the top and sides and back of the head, just as they are, these sensations. A wise and generous attention to the face, receiving the sensations, allowing them to be. And going beyond the habits of distraction. So the mind is resolved to remember that the face is like this now. Being interested in the ongoing experience, the ongoing arising of sensations here in the face, the eyes, the jaw, the mouth, uncovering this beautiful, balanced presence with the face and the whole head. And no matter how the sensations are now, there can be this beautiful, balanced attention, knowing that it's like this now. The head, the face, they're like this. Great trust, allowing the sensations to be. And allowing the attention now to come into the neck and into the throat. So again, there's this wholesome not forgetting of the object, feeling the neck, aware of these sensations. A continuous, open presence, acceptance, allowing the sensations in the neck and in the throat to be. So we're practicing the wholesome roots as we move the attention through the body. The wholesome roots of letting go, being generous, wholehearted, being kind, caring, and clear. As we settle the attention into the shoulders, tops of the shoulders, and shoulder joints. Perhaps noticing how healing this simple presence, simple awareness is. Feeling the shoulders, shoulder joints. How freeing it is not to need to make anything happen. Just to be close, to be intimate with the experience is enough. And then taking our time as the attention opens to both arms and hands. Again, notice this generous connecting with the sensations here and now, in the arms, in the hands. A fearless connecting, opening, trusting. A real kindness, patience. Appreciating the wholesomeness of the mind's attitude toward the arms. Its willingness to be present. Its willingness to be interested. And we take our time opening to the front side of the torso, from the base of the neck, slowly down to the pubic bone, bit by bit, both the surface and, of course, any sensations below the surface. Allowing for a keen interest in the way that it is. Not willing to settle for being superficial. Patience and interest go hand in hand. The mind is patiently with the sensations, allowing them to reveal themselves in more subtlety, more detail. So there's a very clear sense that the front side of the torso is like this. The abdomen, the chest, all the way down to the groin and the pubic bone. Now the same with the back side of the torso, beginning at the back of the neck, eventually down to the tailbone. Not afraid of places where the sensations are unpleasant. Everything is included. Everything's allowed to be the way that it is. Feeling the back, the lower back of the pelvis, the buttocks, tailbone. Unconditional acceptance. Steady interest. We practice this full, generous attention because it's good in and of itself, regardless of the object. And then allowing the attention now to settle into the pelvis, the structure of the pelvis, floor of the pelvis, taking it all in, the hip sockets. Clearly aware of places of contact, pressure. Training the mind to be interested in what's ordinary, but not forgetting, not wavering in its attention. into both legs, both thighs, knees, calves, and shins. Both legs and both feet. Feeling the aliveness in the legs and feet as this attention rests, alert and relaxed, knowing that the legs are like this, the feet are like this now. Taking a few moments, feeling the whole body together, the ringing truth that the body, the sitting body, is like this now. It's very liberating to not be second guessing the way that it is, accepting that what's being known is the way that it is. So as we allow the mind to be present with the body sitting, with the breath moving, with the sounds that come and go, in this relatively spacious and clear space, notice any of the wholesome or unwholesome roots that arise. So we're noticing the wholesomeness of the intentions that arise and the unwholesomeness, intentions that tend to lead toward release and peace and ease, and those intentions that have the flavor of contraction and weight and in the direction of stress. So not in order to judge them, but just to recognize the quality of intentions that come and go in the mind. Even one's intention to be present with the body, you can notice its wholesomeness or unwholesomeness depending on how it is. Or the intention to think thought, the plan to judge or to do whatever the thinking is to do. Just notice the quality of the intention behind the thinking. course, this is very subtle practice. To be willing to begin again and again. Simply interested whether the mind is involved with stressful intentions or whether the mind is involved with easeful intentions. If you find yourself judging your practice, notice whether or not the intention is stressful, the intention to judge. Even if you find yourself not caring, notice if that intention to not care about what's happening, notice whether it's stressful or easeful. We're getting to know the more subtle mechanism of karma, cause and effect, on the level of intention. Even being distracted, relatively harmless distractions, you'll notice that often the intention that's holding together the distraction, the mind thinking about something, is stressful. On the other hand, if the mind has a more generalized feeling of love or kindness, warmth, you can notice how that intention to care, that intention to be close to the moment is easeful, releasing. It's happy, happy intention. So in a very simple, powerful way, being mindful of the mind, mindful of the skillfulness or unskillfulness of what the mind is doing, different than controlling the mind. Even if it appears that the mind is not doing anything, notice the quality of that intention to not be doing anything. Is it contracting or stressful? Or does it have the flavor of release and ease? Is it liberating? Just notice. Stretch out a little. So maybe you could turn the lights on a little bit more.